Hi, this is Bonnie Gillespie, and you're tuned in to The Work.
Get organized. Sometimes I have so much to do that I can't see straight for a moment. This wave of overwhelm hits, and I have to focus on what needs to be done right now in order to get what needs to be done overall. I'm not the only one, of course. We're all juggling so many things. As I reflected on my strategy for staying on task without losing my mind, I wondered what you fine folks would say your favorite actor-focused organizational tools might be. So as I sometimes do, I post the question on Twitter, and many of you tweeted back some tips I will be sharing this week. First, a few of my own. Electronics be gone. I turn off my gadgets. Yep, all of them. When it's time to really focus on a task, off goes the iPhone, the iPad, even the email program on my laptop while I'm finishing a column. I find that many people have instant notification of emails as a setting, and the biggest time suck I've experienced is in the stopping of what I'm doing to check what that ding signified. It's not just the moment to see what the email was about, it's the answering it, or even if it doesn't require an answer, it's the stopping and starting of the task at hand. Much better to just check email once an hour or so. I mean, really, what's so important that it's coming by email and has to be dealt with in under an hour? Yeah, I know we all feel as though everything is the most important thing ever, but sometimes maintaining our productivity on another task is what's important. And I've found the silencing of the noise for a few dozen minutes at a time is very helpful. Compartmentalizing. This is probably what I do best. I really do go into a zone when I'm working on one thing, and I don't hear the monkey mind trying to remind me of 3,000 other things I also have to get done. When I'm focused on writing the column each Sunday, that's what I'm doing. That's all I'm doing. Yeah, the TV or iTunes is providing background noise, but there's no phone, no email, no multitasking on other projects. I actually don't even have the iPhone I take out of the house set to receive calls. So when I'm in a meeting with you, I'm in a meeting with you, period. I can check emails if I'm early, and I'm always early, so I do. But when you arrive, I power down and you have me all to yourself. I compartmentalize. And I have email rules and color coding of messages and contacts and appointments on the iCal to help with that. I don't look at the noise of items on my writing calendar when I'm in casting mode, and vice versa. You won't hear me talking about my latest project over in one area when it's another area's time. That's compartmentalizing. Pleasure timers. Sure, sometimes I get to just go have fun and I don't think about anything else. At least once a year I try to get away and do the spa thing, you know, spending as many hours in massages as in the hot tub. I do take my gadgets with me, but they stay in the room and are only visited when I'm not otherwise being indulged. What I'm talking about with pleasure timers is the setting of a timer while you're working on something you're so excited about and inspired by that you may forget to do the other things you actually have to do to get the rent paid. This comes into play for self-producers many times. You're so inspired by your work on the web series you're creating that you forget you have to invoice some clients for your survival job and you have to do that by a certain date in order to get paid before bills become overdue. So when I'm in zones like that on a project, I set pleasure timers. I give myself 2 hours on my passion project, and then I have to take a break, return phone calls, open mail, pay bills, whatever. No, I don't like it when that timer goes off, but it's important sometimes, so I set the dang thing. Rewards for efficiency. I'm already the most efficient person on the planet. I get more done in fewer hours than most folks, and if someone I meet looks to be as productive as I am, I get competitive and I become even more productive somehow. It's a sickness. I don't recommend it. But I do recommend, if you have the compulsion to be uber organized, you provide yourself with treats for taking downtime sometimes, for reaching benchmark goals and then taking a break, having a nice meal out, going for a walk, playing on the Wii. Because if you're trying to condition your own efficiency, knowing you'll be rewarded for being organized, especially if you're not inherently organized as a person, can really help motivate you to become more organized. Support and sleep. I am a big fan of surrounding myself with the most wonderful people on the planet and making sure they know one another and work together to create fantastic things. Usually that means I'm incredibly lucky to have a support team of folks who inspire and encourage and empower me to create even more cool things than I may have dreamed possible previously. You need a support team. whether that's friends or family or an intern or business partners. It's important to 86 the poison playmates and stay positive about all you can achieve. Oh, and sleep. I don't get a lot of it. That's okay. What I do, which is so much more important than the fact that I simply do not require as much sleep as most folks may, is sleep when my body tells me to. This means I'm as likely to be up and working at 3:30 a.m. as 3:30 p.m., and it means I'll take a nap as easily at 7:30 a.m. as at any other time. I don't set my schedule by anything other than what my body tells me it needs, outside of course, the meetings and sessions and actual appointments that happen on normal people's schedule. No, not everyone may have that luxury, but it does add to what keeps me so organized. Tools. Now for the tools. I use iCal and about 8 different color-coded categories for appointments within that, and a good old-fashioned notebook with many different colored pens. My to-do list items are written down and then, if they're time-sensitive, put into my iCal with reminder alarms, so I get a little break from anything I'm working on, reminding me it's time to work on something else sometimes. The color coding helps me a great deal because I tend to budget a certain amount of time toward each sort of activity in my life weekly. If someone asks me to schedule a casting meeting when I've my allocated number of casting hours already on the books for that week, I'll ask if we can put something in next week's schedule. This not only helps me keep lots of projects active at once, it helps me balance my work with play. Nothing ever gets too skewed. Readers who tweet me with suggested web-based tools like PerformerTrack, Amy Harbour said when I actually remember to use it, Casting About, Brandon Morales said I find castingabout.com to be very helpful, and Mint.com, Amber Rose Plaster said this is my fave organizational tool, Mint.com, it saved my finances, really easy to use and free. Derek Houck suggested a bunch of goodies. He said, Gmail, Remember the Milk, Evernote, 30 boxes. I hadn't heard of Remember the Milk before, so this one set me off down a rabbit hole, as you can imagine. Far too many fellow Twitter users to count declared love for iCal, sharing the myriad ways in which it helps them stay organized and on task. And in 2 tweets, Caroline Sharp covered a bunch of goodies she can thank her iPhone for helping her access. Honestly, my iPhone, she said. The other day I found a casting notice, went to Tan Hollywood website, got contact info, submitted in 60 seconds. It gets me to LA Casting, Actors Access, IMDb, Variety, Actor Genie, SAG Foundation, you name it, I can do it. That was from Caroline Sharp. And then there's the new plus old school tool lovers. Jen Ponton said PerformerTrack, spreadsheets, and my good old crazy schedule book highlighted up the wazoo. Killebrew Mason said my old fashioned audition book, love it. Lauren Dobbins Webb said Excel spreadsheet, budget, audition log, mailing log, list of who I've met and where. I'm keeping Microsoft Office afloat. And Carolina Bonetti said, my dry erase board with color coordinated marker equals my hero, LOL. For links to all of these, come over to BonnieGillespie.com and look up the blog post called Get Organized. I have links to all of these that are mentioned from when I did this Twitter survey. Option overload. I'll never forget the first time I heard the phrase option overload. I was a senior at the University of Georgia participating in a hand-picked honors group called Leadership UGA. 45 students who led the campus of tens of thousands were brought together for regular leadership retreats and mastermind meetings with political, corporate, educational, philanthropic, and civic icons, making sure we were poised to lead whatever community we would enter upon graduation. One of our guest speakers talked about option overload and said it was what was making decision-making so hard for our generation. We have more options than ever, and that continues to be true. And when faced with too many decisions, many equally wonderful, we will often choose inaction. So my final recommendation is this. Do something. Take a baby step in the direction of where you want to be. So you're not organized by nature? No biggie. Do something slightly more organized today than you did yesterday. Make a list. That's a start. Don't try to jump from a baseline of 0 to master usage of 43 folders. Take a small but measurable step in the right direction, always staying mindful of the fact that you are making progress. And that means you've earned a reward, right? Sure, we're all looking forward to the day when a team of folks works for us, managing our schedule, appearances, auditions, bookings, press, and meetups. Till then, just start by writing some things down, downloading a handy productivity-based app, and sharing a tip with someone less organized than you are. Yeah, I promise, that person exists. And mentoring always helps. Try it. All right, my friends, this has been Bonnie Gillespie for another episode of The Work. Thank you so much for joining me here. Please join me over at BonnieGillespie.com for all sorts of goodness between episodes. And until next time, stay ninja.